Neville Goddard said to persist until you feel the relief of possession. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. This is so vital. I sent out an email this morning basically saying, hey, look, I'd love to help. And when I do these, the response is overwhelming. And the theme that I'm noticing this morning is people want relief from the problem. And I get it. We've all got problems. Neville Goddard says, you know what? You will have problems. I call them speed bumps. Because on the way to the pool, there's going to be speed bumps. There's going to be traffic. And you know what? None of it's a big deal. I don't imagine up massive craters, and I don't imagine up sitting in traffic and what all that means. You know, hey, all right, you know, I'll let someone get in front of me if they're in a rush. No big deal. And oh, hey, there's a pothole. There's a speed bump. I can slow down or even drive around a lot of those. But I really want you to get the last bit here. Persist until you feel the relief of possession. Then go about your business, knowing that in a way that you know not of, you will be led to the fulfillment of what you did within yourself. You changed you. To possess something is to make it yours. To be possessed by something is to change who you are. One of the ways that people just screw this up is really getting in orbit around the problem. Trying to make the problem go away. And trying to get the problem to go away has you telling stories about the problem. Trying to make the problem go away has you continuously looking for, has the problem changed? Has the problem gone away? Maybe you start even noticing the problem doesn't bother me much anymore. That may be a key point, by the way. You know, we've all got bills. And our bills are just like yours. They've gone up. And that was pretty predictable, wasn't it? When you look back at all the stuff they were saying and doing a couple years ago, right? Inflation, interest rates, all that stuff, bound to happen. I remember telling my friends at the dog park and they thought I was nuts. It's like, study history, study cycles. Because you live in a world that has cycles, spring, summer, fall, winter. And I noticed for me, winter didn't feel like home anymore. I remember the last winter I spent in the U.S. And I remember feeling I will never do this again. And that tiny, tiny little bit of problem. See, I wasn't really looking for a relief from the problem. I remember imagining finding home. I remember imagining being home. Last winter I was there, we had, at one point, a snowdrift of 5 feet. Wasn't into it. I lived in the heroin capital of Pennsylvania. Not thrilled. And it was a lovely little town when I moved there, but over the course of 20 years, not a fan. And so I moved. I possessed home. I possessed held. And I slept in the feeling of being home and being held. And something happened that had me meet Victoria and move around the world. It's the relief of possession that you get to explore, that you get to find. Relief from the problem. Whew, okay, I feel better. I don't have the problem anymore. Paid the bill. Problem is, there's always another bill. In this physical world of circles, cycles that repeat, there's always going to be a bill. The question is, who are you? When you possess enough. See, I decided, you know, it'd be cool. Double the income and work half the time. And let's do that again. Double the income and work half the time. And while doing that, bless the world exponentially. In other words, I decided to own my day so I could own my destiny. And I control my day. And I control my destiny. And that happens by imagining up specific events of your day having gone your way. That's where we begin. If you don't have Joseph Goddard to the max.com, get that. Because when you own specific events of your day, when you possess your day, you have that possession, the relief of possession. This is my day. I live it my way. So let's begin with Joseph Goddard to the max. Because here's the deal, gang. If you try to use the wrong type of relief, I want relief from the problem, Mr. 20. All right, that tells me. What's the problem? What are you imagining, right? That's where you get stuck. On the other hand, I want the relief of possession. Yeah, I want to double my income and work the half the time. I want the specific events of my day to go my way. I need the confidence and the clarity that this stuff really works and how it works for me. Joseph Goddard to the max. That's what I got today. Just notice, are you focusing on relief from the problem or are you focusing from the relief of possession? So let's imagine up something yummy as we go into the silence. So I had a problem. I gained a lot of weight. And when I got stuck, it was focusing on relief from the problem of being fat. And that just had me go into my head. I didn't do it for long, but I know people that have been doing it for 6, 8, 9 months because they keep emailing me. I don't know what diet, I don't know what exercise, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. The problem with relief from the problem is you don't know the solution. And you try to figure out the solution to get away from the problem. On the other hand, let's read what Neville said here. Persist until you feel the relief of possession. Then go about your business, knowing that in a way you know not of, you will be led to the fulfillment of what you did within yourself. So it was Christmas Day, and I decided I would enter the state of fighting fit, because I was in the condition of a professional athlete when I was a young man. And being like 60 pounds heavier, actually a little more, that's embarrassing. I was putting my past behind me, my glorious past behind me, and letting it stay dead and dormant. I was giving space to a problem called fat. And so I made a shift. I made a massive shift very easily. I entered into the identity a fighting fit fleshitarian. If you don't know the last word, don't worry about it. But exploring that identity led me to the activities and the opportunities. I became possessed by the identity, that feeling, the relief of possession. And since the first of the year, I've lost close to 50 pork chops in weight. And that's why I describe it that way, because here in Australia, we talk in kilos. If I say 20 or 25 pounds, they don't know what I'm talking about, because I still think in pounds. Right? Radio. And so in kilos, we have to divide by 2.2, something like that. Meanwhile, my buddy Tim Norman, he thinks in terms of what are called stones. I don't know what a stone is, but everyone knows what a decent-sized pork chop is. And when I say I've lost between 45, I'm getting the numbers right, 45 and 50 pork chops since the first of the year with identity-based manifesting. The first thing I do is my Joseph Goddard's, but what I live by is identity-based manifesting. I changed who I am, a fighting fit fleshitarian, not a fat middle-aged guy who can tell you some glory stories. And you notice, there's no room for the problem, and so the problem dissolves, it melts off my body like pork chops. So that's the bonus for today. If you want to dive in, dive fast, dive deep, identity-based-manifesting.com. Boy, I didn't see that coming. Have a lovely day. See ya.